on five breakfast.
So I've been in the interior design industry for about 4 years now, and probably one of the most notable projects that I've worked on to date was the Voco Hotel in Rosebank. I really enjoy creating a space for myself and for other people that you look forward to spending time and it caters to your needs. Interior design, I feel people can often overlook it as something that is not a necessity, but I feel that when you come home from a long day at work or school or varsity, your space needs to make you feel content, happy, and also reflect who you are or who your family is and what you enjoy. So for me, I would say plan first. Anyone that knows me knows that I love a list. I would use this opportunity to get creative, put together a mood board that outlines your color palette, style, finishes that you envision for your space. It's really helpful to get an understanding of what you like and what direction you want to go in. Sketching out your layout, measuring your pieces, seeing how they'll fit in your space. As nice as it is to have an aesthetically pleasing space, I feel it should definitely be functional and practical first. So a nice little tip is if you get a measuring tape and masking tape, stand in your space, measure out your furniture and mark it on the floor with the masking tape. It'll really give you a good idea of how your space is going to function, how your pieces will fit, and it will also just make sure that there's no costly mistakes further along the line. I definitely feel that when you're looking at an empty space, it can be quite daunting. I would just think of it in what are the pieces that you want to keep for longer that need to stand the test of time. So these, I would say, would be more of your investment pieces that can include your couches, dining room tables. They're larger pieces of furniture that generally cost more, but they are the pieces that are your base of your design. So I'd say that is more important. Once you have those items, you can then bring in your more affordable pieces like scatter cushions, vases, smaller deco items. Not only does that allow you to stretch your budget, but it also allows you the flexibility to change up your color scheme and styling every few months and years. There's nothing worse than sitting in a house and it's been the same for the past 5 years and you start to get bored. So if you just kind of follow those guidelines, it's quite easy to chop and change and breathe new life into a space without costing an arm and a leg. I do recommend that having a look on Pinterest. There are plenty interior design, styling and finishing tips that are quite useful on there. On platforms such as Instagram, there is a really nice account called Good Finds by Lee. She goes and she has a look at all of your budget conscious pieces and gives you really nice ideas on how you can implement those into your home, office, or any other space.
New LO. Crucial things we need to know.
On five breakfast. It's all up on the 5FM app and continues tomorrow. Okay, have a taste of great adventures served fresh every day by 5FM and the